there's something about Mike Claiborne. He just gets me in a good mood. That's what it is. The guy's funny.
He got us thinking about the future.
Yes, he did.
And how there might be a lot of changes with the Cardinals.
Where's he going tonight? Steely Dan?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. I think I've got a pretty cool life. Mike Claiborne leads a life. All right? That guy goes to more things. Like, he'll just get on a plane, fly to Florida, and go to, like, a U2 concert.
How long is he on the air? Like, how much does he actually work? I mean, because we have a three-hour show. And that takes,
I really don't know.
That takes some planning and things. I mean, he goes on. I think he has a two-hour show every once in a while.
Yeah. I really don't know because I know Kevin Wheeler does the show at night.
Right.
I don't know. Claves just has it made.
He's the man.
All right? He's got things figured out. He's the guy that rolls up in the Mercedes, and you sit there and go, how did he afford a Mercedes? You know, I'm not saying Claves, but I mean, you know, like some guy will roll up in some brand-new truck or something. I'm like, how does he afford that, and I can't buy one? That's Claves. He's got the life, all right? He's got it
figured out.
He's awesome.
He's the guy who looked through the tinted glass and go, who's in there?
Yes.
It's Claves. Every time it's Claves.
Well, we're asking you, Cardinals fans, what do you think? Holy cow. 359-2255. I'm on the record.
Yes.
I think it's time. I think it's time for a switch. Again, I'm not a La Russa basher. I don't want anybody to think, oh, I don't want to hear that from you people. I'm not a La Russa basher.
No,
I've appreciated all 16 years he's been here. I just think it's time.
I agree with you.
Is it Joe or John Madden in Tampa? Joe Madden. That's the guy I want to manage the Cardinals next year.
Why? What about him?
I like him. Well, number one, he's an Arizona Cardinal fan.
there you go.
So that's all you need to know.
That's the underlying reason right
there. That's all you need to know.
Well, and you know what? It scares me. If La Russa does leave St. Louis, whether it's his chance, I'm scared because he and Reinsdorf, though Hawk Harrelson fired Tony La Russa in 84, which probably... That ended the great year of general managing for Hawk Harrelson, but he fired Tony La Russa, but he and Jerry Reinsdorf kept a close relationship.
Yes.
And there's rumors that Ozzy could go and Tony La Russa could come into Chicago. And as a White Sox fan, that scares me because I think Ozzie Guillen is a good manager, a great manager, and it would be a shame if he left and Kenny Williams remains as the GM.
It should scare you because even in the American League, he will bat the pitcher eighth.
Probably.
Let's go to Josh and Matt, too. Josh, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Lon. That's kind of crazy little thought there, batting the pitcher eighth in the American League.
But you know the genius will do it.
He always comes up with something like that.
He does.
I think, I was talking about this probably a couple years back. You know, Tony's on record as stating that he feels like 10 to 12 years is the maximum you stick around a place because after that point, things get kind of stale, things just kind of... You know, that you need some fresh faces, fresh ideas, fresh things going on. After 10 or 12 years, it's kind of like, you know, you need to move on. And that's, Tony has lived up to that up until his tenure with the Cardinals. He actually stuck around at the A's for a while, but he left there before in that 10-12 range. I think the same thing with the White Sox. It's kind of like everywhere he's managed up until for the Cardinals. For whatever reason, he stuck around for 16 years, and we've continued to ask him to come back.
Yep.
And perhaps it was because it was in that same time frame where we won the World Series, and that's, you know, oh, well, he won the World Series. We need to keep him around a little longer. But I think the only thing that bothers me now is that whenever Mike Claiborne just got done saying something about he's under the amount of wins he needs left to get to the milestone, mm-hmm. that worries me that's going to factor into the decision, and I don't think it should.
And that's probably two seasons, not one season.
All right.
I mean, unless you're going to win, I don't see the Cardinals winning over 100 games next year.
I don't either.
I see them getting 15 here.
Maybe.
I mean, you got to get 85, 90 wins next year, and I don't know if the Cardinals can do that.
Well, Josh, you brought up a good point, and I'll tell you what, I think there's one name as to why La Russa continues to come back, and that's Albert Pujols. I think he realizes that he is managing one of the greatest players ever. And Josh, you'd probably agree with that. I think that's one of the reasons that Tony continues. Even though he keeps doing those one-year contracts, mm-hmm. and he keeps saying, if you don't want me, I'm not here. But he keeps coming back, and I think Albert's got a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and then where does that go this end of this year? That's kind of scary.
Right.
Also, so.
That's my next question. Do they keep him just to keep Albert?
Well, if that's what it takes, yeah. I mean, I'll gladly take La Russa's. It's not like I'm going to be upset if he's back next year, but I just think it's time.
Well, I think to go to that point, Jeremy, I don't foresee. I mean, Albert, obviously, La Russa's all he's had for a coach or a manager, but
right.
I think Albert's serious about saying that he wants to be on a winning team. If they say, well, this is what it takes, and I don't foresee Albert saying, well, if you're getting rid of La Russa, then I'm not coming back. I think it's, it comes down to what the team, I mean, he's always said that. Of course, you know, it's kind of a case where it's all about money. Some people say that. He says, no, it's not. It's about winning a championship. I don't know. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. So.
Hey, Josh, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, see you guys later.
I'll tell you this. I'd love to have a webcam in John Mozeliak's office. For the next 6 months.
This is the key of his career.
That would be a great reality show. I mean, John Mozeliak.
Well, they should do like The Journey or something.
Yes.
With John Mozeliak. They did it with the White Sox on MLB Network last year when, at the trading deadline when they traded for Edwin Jackson, giving up Daniel Hudson. That's all on film, Kenny Williams.
Even as boring as Mozeliak is, that would still be riveting because I would just sit there all day watching him at his desk wondering, is this going to be the call? What's he going to do here? Let's go to Chris in Monticello. He's been holding. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I've been better in regards to baseball.
Yes, I kind of agree with you. Talk some sense into me. Chris, you're a big Cardinals fan. You're a huge sports fan. You know what you're talking about. Is it time for Tony?
Yeah, I think it probably is. But like you, I'm not going to run him out of town. But if he wants to stay, I'm at the point where I think Mozeliak might have to go. They need somebody stronger to keep Tony in check.
Yes.
That's a good point.
They have, I mean, who was the last full-time position player that just the organization as a whole has not, you know, brought really anybody up with any lasting success?
Yeah, Yadi Molina would probably. Yeah.
Chris, this is my problem. I don't have a problem. I know Tony La Russa makes questionable decisions, but I think all managers do that because we have the power of hindsight. It's the fact that he has control over who's staying on this team, who's leaving, Colby Rasmus, guys like that, who's coming onto this team. That's my problem, is that he seems to be controlling everything when you have a general manager who's supposed to be doing that. It seems like Tony La Russa is just lord over the kingdom here.
And, you know, I wasn't upset when Jocketty got fired because, you know, he was refusing to work with the minor league guys.
Right. And Jeff Luhnow.
Yeah, with Jeff Luhnow. And, you know, when Jocketty and the Cardinals, and when they had their best years, it was because he had traded minor leaguers that people wanted to get veterans like McGuire and Roland and Edmund and Larry Walker. And then all of a sudden they kind of reached a point where they didn't have anybody wanted anymore.
Right.
And so, yeah, especially with the market size of St. Louis, if you're going to pay Holiday and you're going to pay Pujols and you're going to pay Wainwright, you have to find some cheap, talented alternatives to fill up the rest of those positions. And, I mean, how many years in a row are they going to trade somebody off because they think John Jay can be an everyday starter, and then when they give him that chance, he can't do it?
I agree. And that's the tricky part right now facing Mozeliak. Plus, you know, again, I love Skip Schumacher, but he's going to go to arbitration and he's going to win. I mean, like Claiborne said, he's probably going to win. So I don't think they can afford that. What do you do at shortstop? I mean, you don't have – I don't know if you have a shortstop in your system. They need to let Tyler Green play a little bit probably at the end of the year, but that scares you.
Have you seen that, right?
Well, and he's hitting what? He's hitting like 350 right now at Memphis. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
he hadn't done anything when they've called him up.
Yeah, nothing. He's done nothing. You're right.
And, like, you know, Jeremy's point earlier was that, you know, when he asked Claiborne, you know, do you want to see the guys come up? And Mike's like, well, no, not really, because they've all come up.
That's a good
point. You know, they've all been up and they haven't done anything.
Good point.
But, you know, there's the two pitchers in AA, and that's the farm system right there.
That's right. And you know, you've got this Wong kid that you just drafted at second, and maybe he's your second baseman, but he's not going to be up next year. I mean, he's 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
Well,
so
he might play early. I mean, he's a college kid. So
that's true.
Think about the White Sox, Gordon Beckham. He only took a year. So college kids, I mean, you can get him up in a year and a half.
Well, and he might be playing next year because Schumacher will probably be gone. So, well, Chris, hey, buddy, I appreciate you calling in. I always always appreciate your opinion.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. Chris from Monticello. Seems like we're all kind of the same here in terms of, like, we're not running La Russa off, like he said. I just think it's time.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're Mozeliak, do you have that discussion and say, Tony, we want to move a different direction? Can you do that? I mean, do you do that if you're the St. Louis Cardinals organization, their coach that has done so much for you, led you to another World Series?
Get me Madden. He's an Arizona Cardinal fan.
My one guy that I want to watch the rest of the year is Alan Craig.
Yeah.
Because we just talked about Berkman. Do you want to re-sign Berkman when you're worried about injuries? Can he hold up? I think he's got another year or two, but is he worth $10 million to a team that has a lot more holes to fill? And can Alan Craig be that guy in one of those corner outfield positions that can fill a role and maybe hit 20 homers for you?
He's been really good this year.
When he's healthy.
Yes. Well, and, you know, the one injury he had recently, he slammed into the into the concrete or whatever he hit, you know. So those are the kind of injuries that I don't think a guy is not healthy because he does that, right?
Yeah, but when you talk about one of your guys that I think might have a chance to be one of those guys who can fill in and be
a
pretty good baseball player. I mean, he has a 300 average this year, 5 home runs, and a limited amount of at-bats. I think maybe he's one of the guys that you can look at the rest of the year and say, hey, can he be a key component of the roster next year?
Put him out there. Yeah. Put him in center field. Let him go. I mean, And when Berkman's not playing, put him in right, put Jay in center. I think you have to. And I know, listen, I do not like Tyler Green. But listen, this kid might be your shortstop next year. He was a top, what? He was a second-round pick, I think, or a number one pick of the Cardinals a few years ago. And I agree with you and Chris. He's never done anything at the big league level. In fact, he's just been awful at the big league level, defensively and offensively. But he's hitting the ball well at Memphis. If you came to him, I think Bernie Miklitz wrote about this the other day. If you came to Tyler and said, you're going to play short the rest of the year, don't worry about anything. If you go 0 for 60 the rest of the year, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. You're going out there, you're playing. Just see what he's got. I don't know. At this point, what do you have to lose?
359-2255, 217-359-2255, if you want to come back and talk with us. We're going to talk about this, continuing going forward. We're also getting a Warner Rapp, give you an update on what's going on in the sports world. Also hear from Vic Koning, Illini defensive coordinator. Not the happiest guy.
I love
Vic
Koning.
He's not very chipper right now.
No, he didn't sound it when you played it earlier. We'll do that next. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3. Yikes! This hour, by the way, of the Tay and Jay Show, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at kramersiding.com. What are we watching? What in the world are we watching?
World Poker Tour. But there's some pretty ladies on the World Poker Tour that I didn't know of.
No comment. Let's go to Adam in Camargo. What's up, Adam? Or in Champaign, I'm sorry.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not too bad. How are you doing, buddy?
Pretty fair. Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to call in about the Tony La Russa thing. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm a Cubs fan myself, but I mean, I just appreciate baseball in general. It's kind of hard being a Cubs fan, but I've always appreciated the Cardinals. You know, Tony La Russa is just all. I mean, at least you guys have had this much of the season to be, you know, competitive.
Good point.
It's coming down to this. I wish I could get that every year. You know, there's always the stability with the Cardinals with him there. I mean, maybe you guys are right about the general manager needs to restrain him a little bit on the acquisitions and whatnot, but I just think it'd be a big mess, man. I would take him up in Chicago for sure over Mike Quade because, I don't know, that's a whole nother can of worms with that guy, man. You got Jeff Baker batting fourth sometimes. It's just, it's a nightmare up there.
We're comparing Tony La Russa to Mike Quade. when you do that, you put it in perspective, Adam. Yeah, you do put it in perspective. But I agree with you. Tony La Russa is great, and I think the Cubs would love him, just like they loved when they got Lou Piniella. But there's a certain point in your career, and I think we talked about it earlier. He spent 9 years with the White Sox, and he spent 9-10 years with Oakland. He spent 16 here in St. Louis. Maybe it's time just for a change. You know, sometimes change for change's sake is the best thing you can do.
Sure, yeah. I mean, yeah, I can appreciate that. And I agree with what you guys were saying about Joe Maddon. I think he's a big up-and-comer. You know, he's going to have a great career. But I would like the Cubs to go after him or go after La Russa. I mean, even Guillen, you know, if Guillen leaves, I would take him right across town. He is awesome.
That would make me really angry. Don't
you're a Sox fan.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, I appreciate you calling in on that Cubs with that perspective because, you know, you brought an interesting angle to it because as a Cardinal fan, you almost, again, I've loved having Tony La Russa and I've backed him ever since. I just wonder if it's time for a change. But like you said, you guys would take him up north in a second.
Oh, man, it'd be great. Yeah, I get, you know, I'm smiling just thinking about that. That'd be amazing. But I don't know what's going to happen. But I understand what you're saying, too. You know, maybe it is time for him to go. But
right.
I just, just made me want to call in and talk to you.
Perfect.
Guys.
Adam, thanks, Adam, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, that is Adam in Champaign. I accidentally said Adam from Camargo. We do have an Adam from Camargo that calls us all the time, so I apologize to Adam in Champaign. Let's go to Jan in Champaign. How are you, Jan?
Hi. I'm a Cardinal fan and a Tony La Russa fan, and I really don't think, you know, in the previous years, it's been the Walt Jocketty team, not the Tony La Russa team.
Well, you know,
if you think about that, and look what happened after the St. Louis people got mad at him and sent him away. Now, how happy is Cincinnati that we got tired of him?
No, and that's true. But granted, you know,
that kind of gets you to your point, though.
Right.
Tony La Russa hasn't had as much success without Walt Jocketty.
Correct.
He hasn't had as much success without him, I think. But also, I don't know. I just, if we find Pujols, that's fine. And believe me, I've been a Cardinal fan for over 70 years.
Right.
But not if we bankrupt ourselves, because I think that we're not going to get much if we give it. If he wants 10 years, the last 4 years we're going to be wishing he was an American leaguer where he could just be a designated hitter.
I agree.
And I'm frankly not impressed with what he's done this year. In addition to, it just seems to me that he's not trying as hard as he used to try. But I get really irritated when he's zero for whatever from a pitcher we've never heard of, standing down there laughing and joking with the guy who's on first base, you know, for the other team.
That's baseball.
If I were him, I'd be embarrassed and mad and doing something working a little harder to get myself better than he seems to me that he's doing.
Right.
So,
well, Jan,
I don't know.
thanks for the call.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
We appreciate it. You know,
that's baseball.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I mean, those guys are going to talk to each other, and that's what happens.
Right,
and I disagree with Jan. I mean, Albert Pujols, I know he's been hurt earlier. The numbers are a little down, but he's still leading the NL, the National League, in home runs. He's approaching 300 after his awful start. This is still the most feared hitter in baseball,
right.
And he's been it since the All-Star break. I know before that he struggled a little bit, but I don't put any of this on Albert Pujols, because we saw him in spring training. He puts the work in. He's working hard. He wants to win more than anybody. I don't think laughing. You know, the cameras catch, 10 seconds?
Right.
You know, they catch 5, 10 seconds, and that, of course, that's what goes on us. And I think of Jay Cutler. You know, when people look at him and they see certain mannerisms or they see certain things, we don't know the whole thing. You see six seconds of him on the sideline, and that's where we form our opinions, and that's where you have to be careful.
I agree. And on the Walt Jocketty topic, I was and I am a Walt Jocketty fan, but don't forget, you know, Walt Jocketty, after winning a division last year with an up-and-coming Cincinnati Reds team, this guy's 13 games out now. I mean, the Reds, you know, they're behind the Cardinals.
Yeah,
and he was in a better spot almost coming into this year than John Mozeliak.
Okay, but they still have the future.
No, I agree. I agree.
The pitching has struggled over there.
But a lot of that was established before Jocketty got to Cincinnati, too. I mean, Votto was there. A lot of these guys were already there. And again, I don't mean to make this a Jocketty bash. I like Jocketty, and I think he's a fantastic, and I think he is a better GM than Mozeliak. But don't forget, he's not having the best year either.
Sure.
If that's fair enough. All right, we got to get to your Warner rap. Let's do that next. Is that cool?
Sure.
All right. You're just kind of,
yeah, sure,
whatever.
It's your show.
359-22.
I like these short shows because it's just like
we just do what we want.
Throw it at the wall. We'll see what happens.
And if we can't get Vic Koning on today, we'll do it tomorrow, because from what you say, it's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, you'll hear a snippet of it in the morning.
Okay,
rap, so.
Awesome. All right, it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.